Welcome to Hour 1 of today's Arizona Republic. I'm your volunteer reader, Neil Kelly. In this hour, we'll be reading headlines from the Valley and the State and USA Today. We begin with local news, and our first story is titled, Corbin Carroll to Open Arizona's First Dick's House of Sport in Glendale by Karina Vanek, Arizona Republic. Dick's House of Sport will open a 100,000-square-foot store and activity venue in Glendale Friday and will host a variety of grand opening celebrations featuring giveaways and athlete appearances over the weekend. The location will include a traditional sporting goods store, along with other experiences including a climbing wall, golf bays, and sport cages for baseball, softball, lacrosse, and soccer. The sport is near Loop 101 and Maryland Avenue on the west side of the freeway. The national retailer has already debuted the concept in several other states. The Glendale location will be the first in Arizona, but another location is planned in Gilbert. The store will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony Friday at 8:45 a.m. with giveaways including gift cards for the first 100 adults, a free Stanley quencher for the first 300 guests, a soccer ball to the first 100 kids, and other deals and sweepstakes. Over the weekend, the store will host signing events with local professional athletes. Phoenix Suns guard Jalen Green will have a meet-and-greet Saturday, and Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder Corbin Carroll will appear Sunday. Each appearance will last from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Both events will have a limited number of wristbands distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Wristbands are required to meet the athletes. Each athlete will sign cards provided by Dick's. No outside items will be allowed for signatures. Our next local news article is titled, From $5 Billion to $25 Billion, Arizona's Construction Industry is Booming and Needs Workers, by Karina Vanek, Arizona Republic. Metro Phoenix ranked second in construction job growth in the last 5 years, eclipsed only by Minneapolis. That quickly outpaced job growth overall. By that measure, the region ranked seventh nationally from February 2020 to August 2025. Aaron Van Basu, chief economist for Associated Builders and Contractors, said in an Economic Outlook presentation. According to data from the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity, there are about 229,000 construction workers in Arizona across all sectors of the industry and job levels. That compares to 171,000 Arizona construction workers with jobs in August 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted nearly all sectors of business. But even then, companies are struggling to fill jobs, as a glut of current megaprojects has propelled Arizona's construction industry into a $25 billion a year business. It went from a $5 billion industry in 2018 to a $25 billion industry, but we didn't get five times the construction workers, Anthony Jeffers, Director of Project Development for the Southwest Region for Hansel Phelps, said. People have to do more with less. In April, Governor Katie Hobbs announced the new apprenticeship and grant program aimed at addressing the state's shortage of construction workers, citing a need to fill 20,000 construction jobs in the state by 2030. Nearly all construction positions need more help, but many who work in the profession said electricians, machine operators, safety professionals, and supervisor roles are in the highest demand. According to local union job postings, wages in those jobs can vary greatly, starting at about $20 per hour and going to about $50 per hour, depending on the role and the person's experience. Hansel Phelps does about $900 million worth of work in Arizona annually, Jeffers said, and has between 50 and 75 open positions nearly all the time. We've been fortunate because the industry is so robust that there has always been more work than people, he said. While the company has openings in almost every position, some that are most difficult to fill include project managers, project engineers, superintendents, safety professionals, and others that require experience and more specialized skills. An acute shortage of qualified candidates for those positions means training and employee retention are critical to being able to keep up with the demand for work. There is so much opportunity in this industry to get training, Jeffers said. There is so much more training available now than there ever was. The employment market is so tight that headhunters reach out to employees every week, said Aaron Wolf, who owns both a general contracting and steelwork company in the Valley. There is so much opportunity in the Valley. There's always someone that's busy and needs bodies, he said. My folks get called literally every week. Even I get calls, and I told one of them, you know, I own this company, right? He has about 48 employees, and until recently never had a dedicated human resources role, he said. But recently, to stay competitive, he had to add human resources so there would consistently be someone focused solely on hiring. Leaders in the industry acknowledged that construction can be a hard sell for job seekers, with work often needing to be done outside in the sun and requiring physical labor. Working with your hands takes a certain passion, Andy Snedeker, Director of Business Development and Marketing for SunTech Concrete, said.